Are you looking for a book to boost your child's self-esteem and image? Listen to what six-time Emmy Award winner and Nobel Peace Prize nominee Shawn Duperron has to say about the Journey of Joy children's book series. She says, quote, "It's inspiring to find a children's book series that gets to the heart of why we're here and to enjoy life's journey. It is truly compelling. It reinforces your child's strong sense of self, the essence of what every parent wants for their precious child. I highly recommend," end quote. The four inspiring and beautifully illustrated books in the Journey of Joy children's book series, authored by Beth Donnelly and Dagny Grant, can be found on Amazon.com. Sharing the wisdom of positive I am statements, these books are titled I Am Enough, I Am Unique and Awesome, I Am Great, and I Am Brave. Pick up a set for the children in your life today. Just go to Amazon.com and enter Journey of Joy series. That's Journey of Joy series. Welcome to the Echoes of the Universe radio show, brought to you by Matrix Productions. Conscious conversations with Dagny Grant and Beth Donnelly, sharing thought-expanding moments to nourish your soul.
And hello, everybody, and welcome to the Echoes of the Soul radio show, brought to you by Matrix Productions. This is Dagny Grant, and I'm here with my co-host, Beth Donnelly, for a conversation with certified thalassotherapist and the author of Thalassotherapy, The Longevity Revolution, Antoinette Marquez. One of the things that Beth and I have discussed is the variety of health and beauty products on the market these days. There's so much out there, and they tout so many amazing miracles, right? And as we all know, some of these can come with a really wild price tag as well, without actually providing an equivalent result to, you know, our skin or our, you know, our general well-being. I have personally had the opportunity to use the marine-based products developed by our guest today, and I can say without hesitation that they are by far the most amazing skin products that I've ever experienced. There's something about that seawater and seaweed extract that are just remarkable in caring for our bodies. And I've actually also had the really fun experience of going to Santa Barbara where her store is, the Amasi Beauty store, and seeing how she actually develops and extracts and creates her products. And so that is really, really fun, and it's called thalassotherapy, which literally means the use of seawater and marine-based materials in cosmetic and health treatments. And Beth and I were discussing yesterday just, you know, how the energy of the sea alone is so magical. Smelling the salt air, the way the salt water feels on our skin, just the general high frequency that massive body of water with its waves and its movement and, you know, all has. And it's just so magical, the sea. And, in fact, let me bring Beth in right now to say hi before we introduce our guest. Hey, Beth, how's your world today, my friend?
Oh, it's just great, Dagny. It's a blue sky day here in Portland, Oregon. And I'm very much enjoying it. But I'm really excited to talk with Antoinette, our guest today, about, you know, the therapeutic nature of the ocean and, you know, how it affects her work and her life. And just the fact that it is about the ocean is just really thrilling to me. As you mentioned, we discuss the ocean a lot when we're having conversations. And it just sort of brought back so many memories for me when I thought about the ocean. When I was a child, that was really the only place my family went for vacations, the Pacific Ocean. And I really got used to the idea that there was something so magical about it. And about it right now, there are some adjectives that come up for me that describe the ocean. And one is powerful. And it is just such a powerful force. of waves crashing against the rocks. And in the Pacific Ocean, the beach that we used to go to at the Oregon coast, there was a rock called Haystack Rock, and it was huge and majestic. It was like 235 feet, and it can be reached by land, which is really, a not common occurrence. And the waters, of course, were just, you know, contained a huge diversity of sea life. And I just love thinking about it. In fact, I'm hoping that my husband and I can take a trip down there soon, because I really enjoyed it as a child. And right now I can't wait to get back there. But, you know, I grew up, of course, and I realize now the healing nature of the ocean and how mesmerizing the rhythm of the waves are and how calming and how it really resonates with me, with my inner spirit. And I think when you recognize something that's so awesome and you feel awe, you become aware of the greatness and oneness of the universe. And so it's a big deal. The ocean is a big deal. And so I'm really looking forward to hearing Antoinette talk about her relationship to the ocean.
Yeah, well, one of the things that, you know, I was thinking about when you were saying that is that I guess it's really no coincidence that so many of the audio or videos or audios that are done for the purpose of people meditating to or just relaxing to or falling asleep to are the sound of ocean waves.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's an energetic healer that is just in itself, just the sound of the ocean is healing. And so when you pull that that energy into the actual marine-based products themselves and apply them to our bodies. And, you know, seaweed itself is like, I think, the highest vegetation in iodine on the planet, I believe. And iodine is incredibly good for us as humans in a variety of ways for our health. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. So let me tell everybody a little bit more about Antoinette, and then we will bring her in and start talking about what she's been up to. So as an author, entrepreneur, advocate, and educator, Antoinette Marquez has developed the Amasi Beauty line of health and beauty products, which are the first of their kind in America. As an American-certified thalassotherapist, Antoinette brings an expertise to this topic that is really uniquely hers. Not only is Antoinette the creator, alchemist, and supplier of these marine-based products, she and her husband run Pharmacy of 25-acre sea farm on the coast of California. And I'm going to talk about that again a little bit in a second. Her book, Thalassotherapy, The Longevity Revolution, combined with her thalasso systems and products, were developed out of her love for helping others take healing home with them. Together, Antoinette and her husband, Danielle Marquez, run Pharmacy, as I said. It's a 25-acre sea farm on the coast of California near Santa Barbara, California. Just beautiful. I would recommend that you check out the Pharmacy website, and I'll give you the web address for the Amasi Beauty website in just a little bit here, where there's a link to the Pharmacy sea farm as well. Now, Antoinette hopes to create an American thalassotherapy culture and build aquaculture awareness to mitigate the harm caused to people and our planet. It's amazing how seaweed, and hopefully we'll get into that a little bit today if we have time, just the benefits of seaweed farming and how seaweed literally pulls toxins from our oceans and the earth. Kind of like, I guess, what would it be, Beth? Chia seeds pull them from our bodies, or clay? Anyway, the Antoinette's book, A Longevity Revolution, was written as part of an educational system that aims to reveal a new way to look at the seas to save beauty and preserve youth while supporting our largest natural wonder, our seas. And putting the planet first and revealing the power of sea products can become a simple solution, really, to all that ails people on the planet. It's a beautiful thing. And, you know, restore, renew, and revive can become the new mantra for people and the planet when we look at the ocean as a human life support system. Antoinette and Daniel, her husband, believe that we can literally turn to the seas to create a blue-green economy where we put the planet first. And their brands were created to merge healthy people living on a healthy planet. And so with all that said, I want to bring in our guest today, Antoinette Marquez, and just also mention that I am honored to call her my friend and birthday girl today. Happy birthday, Antoinette. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's great to be here. Thanks for inviting me. And it was wonderful to listen to you both speak already. So good morning.
Good morning. You know, if we can just start off with letting our audience know a little bit more about what thalassotherapy really is. What is thalassotherapy? Explain that to us, if you would.
We are a water species, and we live on a water planet. And thalassotherapy believes that if we would just all return to the water, we'd be healthy. We are a culture that continues to turn to ancient methodologies and traditions to solve our modern concerns. We see that with yoga, acupuncture, qigong, all of these wonderful systems that have emerged. That we all know they're old systems. And thalassotherapy is, Ayurveda has claimed to be the mother of all medicine forever. And in reality, in the beginning, all we had was water. And we have this amazing bath culture where we add stuff to our water and we add essential oils and we add salts. All we're doing is recreating a natural wonder and looking back in time once again. Thalassotherapy started in the bathhouses. We don't think about what those bathhouses were. They were literally our pharmacies of the day. Those bathhouses were put in place for the people to go and be cured and preserved. Because if there was an epidemic, an entire civilization could be wiped out. And those baths were filled with seawater and seaweed. And the reason we have tap water in our kitchens is because we used to understand how to tap the potential of water just by simply changing its temperature, changing its mineral content, changing the plants that we put in it. So thalassotherapy believes that our ocean is the medicine for all coastal dwellers. And people who live by the sea, they really shouldn't need my products. They should just go to the beach. Go get in the water.
Just go to the sea.
Grab some seaweed. Take it home. Learn, you know, we imagine going into a grocery store in this day and age and standing in the produce section and not being able to recognize an apple, an orange. That's how we are when we go to the beach and we see stinky, rotten seaweed on the shore. We just lump it together and we call it this word, seaweed, algae, kelp. When in reality, there's so, when you look closely with educated eyes, it's a grocery store. Every single day, we want to talk about healing. Every single day, the ocean throws on shore for us food, beauty products, and medicine. And it's there and it's free. But we've lost that knowledge. And we've been conditioned that if it's not bought, it's not good. So thalassotherapy, it's my goal to get us back to this original knowing. Most people are totally unaware that seawater is identical to our blood serum. Why do we have blood banks? Why do we have the answers there? And it was there. It's always been there. And we just lost it through commercialization and through advertising. And Thalassotherapy therapy is the way to health and beauty and longevity. And it's our way out of our medical systems, our grocery systems.
Wow, that's fascinating. I love the way you talk about it. It's it sounds so simple, doesn't it?
Well, Beth said earlier, the sound of the water. Let's think for a moment. What's the very first sound as human that we hear? We're just going back to the womb.
Right.
There's a reason people want to go to the beach. There's a reason it's a driving force when people want to go on vacation. They go to the water. And it just amazes me as a beach dweller when I go for a walk. Why isn't the water full of people? People sit on shore and just stare at it. And it's just amazing to me. Nobody's in the water.
I really love the way that you talk about it, Antoinette. It sounds like you have such a knowing of this topic, and it seems like something that we need to just rediscover again. It's something that we've sort of forgotten about. And I'd love to know how you feel thalassotherapy applies to beauty. But I just have to tell you, Dottie started to talk about it a bit, but you have such a poetic cadence to your voice. It's very, very nice. And
thank you.
I'm just welcome. So it's really a joy to hear you speak. So go ahead and tell us about how this wonderful therapy applies to beauty.
So, you know, that's a can of worms. from a real common sense, just simple, seaweeds, nutrients, it's plants. It's the mother of all plants. It's the superfood of all superfoods. And we have such an obsession right now with superfoods for our internal system, and seaweed does everything on the outside of your body that it does on the inside as well. And the most optimal way to feed the body is not through the mouth. It's through the dermal system. When we're not quite fully understanding what happens when we eat. And when we eat, our body literally has to mine for its nutrition. It has to work for its fuel. And if there's somewhere in the system that is ill or not working properly, the whole system is affected. But yet for beauty, thalassotherapy turns to bath just like fitness turns to fitness equipment in the gym. So thalassotherapy believes that beauty belongs in the bath. And by creating home-crafted marine environments through adding bath, adding seaweed to water, by adding extracts and salt and even things like pearl powder and diatomaceous earth, all of these sea items that we don't have a relationship with, but it's just food. So the thalassotherapy is a brand new approach to beauty. Just like fitness was a new approach to health about 50 years ago. We didn't have that knowing and that system before fitness. You know, once upon a time, that treadmill was only in the clinical setting. And something happened, and it jumped from the clinical setting, and all of a sudden it was in people's living rooms. And then people had control of their own health and well-being. And right now, people, for their beauty, they turn to estheticians and they turn to medi spas, without realizing that they can take control of their own beauty practices in their home if we apply everything we know of fitness to skin. We need to feed it well. We need to take care of it. We need to bathe it. We need to put it through dermal gymnastics by feeding it all these minerals. And just like when we're starving, when you're starving, you clean that plate and you eat it as quick as you can. When your cells are starving and they have They don't work as good as they used to. If you give them proper nutrition through a good bath, suddenly they naturally detox, and then they work just like they did when they were young. And we know how to get a body back from disrepair. We can take somebody who's been on a couch for 10 years and put them with the right trainer and give them the right diet, and suddenly they can win a marathon. Well, we can do the same thing for skin. We can get our faces back. We can age with an amazing grace. Age does not have to come with all these detrimental disorders that we call getting old. So it's Thalassa therapy, just like fitness, offered a new approach. This is a whole new approach to beauty. Now we're talking self-preservation methods. And this is above and beyond health and well-being. Because if our health and well-being era worked, hospitals really should have closed. People should have got healthier. People should have taken less medications. And that didn't happen. And those of us that were in that era, and that's why we were, was to skip the frail and elderly years. But then we saw our parents, it didn't work. So there has to be another way. And as I, today I'm 51, and as I saw 50 coming, as a person who spent my whole life helping others heal and giving people tools to take care of themselves, I didn't know what to do about age because it hit me so hard and it didn't make sense to me why there wasn't a system. Are we really meant to believe that our last 40 years are supposed to be lived frail, elderly, with chronic disorders? I mean, that's unacceptable to me.
Well,
did
this
you make
so
a lot
much
of money for
me.
The pharmaceutical company? It certainly makes a lot of money for the pharmaceutical companies to believe that that we're supposed that that's what's supposed to happen. One of the things that I noticed in using the products myself and Antoinette and I were laughing because she's talking about bath and these products are amazing in the bathtub in a bathtub filled with seaweed product, but I don't take baths personally. I'm a shower person, so if you just put it on differently, it's like putting lotion on your whole body and then you take a shower, and so it's the same way of, you know, I just don't want to discourage people who are like me, are don't take take baths, that these products can be just as amazing if you just apply them externally and then take a shower as usual. You literally won't even recognize your skin. I was making a joke to Beth the other day that have you ever seen a wrinkled fish? And
that was my joke, yeah. Have you ever seen an ugly old fish?
Yeah, no. Have you ever seen an ugly wrinkled fish? Well, probably not. But one of the things that's amazing about these products that you have is the tightening and toning and the smoothing and the it literally is just it's amazing how I hardly even recognize the feeling of my own skin anymore because it just feels so much better. And I live in the desert, so I think I get, you know, I may have even an added benefit of that, you know, of the radical difference. But yeah, it's really pretty incredible as the product applies to beauty. How it just does not only the nutrients for the cells like you were talking about, but the tightening and toning. What creates that tightening effect in scientifically? Can you explain that a little bit?
Oh, it's the detoxification. It's pulling all of the, you know, we live in a world of invisible toxins with our Wi-Fi and our cell phones and so just all that weight of the toxins on the face and pulling that off is naturally going to help the skin just spring back, and has everything to do with the nutrients and remineral. The salt, we know salt naturally pulls things from the body. And, you know, when we apply just a common sense thing, as long as we've been eaters, we have preserved and cured our food with salt. So there's, from a standpoint of minerals, it is like those little minerals get in there and you're going to feel a little bit of stinging and just this flush. And it's like the salt is just scrubbing bubbles right on your cells. And it's just getting in there and just pulling everything off. And then when you do put the kelp on after that, the nutrients are easily assimilated into the body. And then you satisfy the needs of the cells. So the mitochondria at that point can then amp up its energy. And then we have orderly cell management starts to happen. Because we have all this talk about collagen. It's on like every single beauty product, collagen, collagen. All collagen is, is a protein. It's produced by a healthy skin cell. Think of it exactly like cardio and muscles. When we're young, we have all the cardio we need. You just have to work out a little bit or do a little bit of activity. But as you get older, you've got to go chase it. You've got to work for it. Well, collagen's the same way. As we get older, of course our cells are not going to perform exactly as they did when we were younger. We already know that about the rest of the body. So we have to be more diligent with our skin routines, just like we're more diligent with our diet and our exercise as we get older. So the general rule is to kickstart your skin, to detoxify, to manage cellular activity, to stimulate protein, to kickstart DNA repair and cell propagation. It takes 7 days of the thalassotherapy treatment.
Whoa, 7 days. That's pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you see immediate results. You see immediate results, but in 7 days you have that first turnover. You have your skin's going to be glowing. It's going to be tight. I mean, imagine if you just went and ran for 7 days. What's going to happen to your body?
You'll probably feel pretty good.
Yeah. So the same exact thing, the same theory. There's nothing spectacularly different about the muscles, ligaments, and tendons on our face. There's nothing different about that than the rest of our body. It just happens to be on our face. So exercise left that whole part out. And we don't realize that, you know, I didn't understand how the FDA worked until I began to bring a product to market. And the products that you buy in the store, they're allowed to be on the shelf for 2 years. And all the FDA does is pass out forms and collect fees. So we really don't know what we're buying. There's nothing that comes up until something goes wrong. So that's why all of a sudden there's this huge outpouring of artisanal skincare, which thalassotherapy falls into that, because now people care about what they're putting on their face and they care about how long. They're starting to question their cosmetics just like we questioned our food about 10 years ago. You know, people weren't going to farmers markets 10 years ago. Few people were, but not like they are now. So now that clean, green eating movement is now moving into our personal care movement. And thalassotherapy is like your farmer's market, but for beauty. And you can learn how to go to the beach, and you can learn how to process seaweed, and you can learn how to engage in these products that you are total control and you know what you're putting on your skin.
Well, I like the whole idea of, you know, putting making yourself responsible for your own health and your beauty. And do you give classes in showing people how to do this? I think I saw something on your site about a class that you gave.
Yes, my space is an educational place, is an educational forum, but that's also why I wrote the book. The book is the answer for home crafting. In my book, I talk about foraging, which we call kelping. You know, how you go out at low tide and how to go and do your own grocery shopping if you live by the beach.
Wonderful.
So that was the point of the book, was to really reach a lot of people and get it in the hands to begin a movement?
Well, I, you know, it really kind of makes me want to go back and take the bath again. I heard you speak about that because, you know, I've been a shower girl, just like Dogney mentioned that she was, but it kind of just really made me think of all the benefits, you know, the health benefits and the beauty benefits and just
getting
back.
Well, let's look at it on a different standpoint too, though. I'm a yogi my entire life, and you know, those of us that are healers, and we try to find time for our own personal practices, and sometimes it's hard. And there's no better place to meditate than in the bathtub. And it's a great place to stretch. You can utilize that time in a really beneficial way, so you're not just taking a bath.
Yeah, no, that sounds good.
It's when you, I address that in my book, when you add bathing to your life, you kind of add in relaxation, a scheduled relaxation that you get to engage in every night, just unwinding time. And that is one of the things that every one of us misses in our life.
Add relaxation. That's wonderful.
Yes.
That's totally true.
Yes.
It's very true.
One of the things you talk about too in the book is seaweed being an integral part of weight maintenance, and I'm wondering if you could talk to people a little bit about that, because I think that's something that most people would not consider as part of the seaweed,
right.
You know, seaweed conversation.
Well, now you've tapped into one of my favorite conversations. You know, for you, for the three of us, for most of our life, our mantra has been health and well-being. It's just like always been there. But now we're moving into a new time where anti-aging and longevity is really, truly the new mantra. And seaweed is a huge part of that. And it has everything to do with this new movement that is coming across, the Eat Less, Live Longer movement. In 97, I believe it was, an accident happened in the lab. And once again, you know, as a healer, the three of us pretty much know that science really is not proving anything new. We're just verifying old facts, you know.
Right.
Finally, we know that, oh, yeah, yoga works. Wow, figure that out. And science and this accident that happened in the lab, science finally verified that fasting works. Fasting is the true road to longevity, mental cognition, and anti-aging. And to be able to skip that whole frail and elderly years that scare the hell out of all of us. And it has to do with eating a new way. And it's really not even eating a new way. It's eating an old way. You know, the Okinawans are the longest living people on the planet up until they identified with a Western diet. Seaweed is an amazing nutrient, but the funny thing about seaweed is it doesn't stay in your body. You eat seaweed, you put seaweed in your mouth, or you bathe in it, and it goes in and it mops up the heavy metals, chelates all the minerals, drops off its nutrients, and it excretes all the bad stuff out of the body. It's been verified as anti-cancer, tumor suppressive, anti-inflammatory. I could go on and on. Seaweed is part of this new therapy that science has proven that fasting works, and it's called calorie restriction mimicking. And it's verified that we know nothing about nutrition and the nutrient uptake in the body. And that paired with three men that won a Nobel Prize for skin in 2015, those two knowledges together are creating a true longevity revolution that we are going to see in our lifetime, the three of us. People will be living to 150 and plus. Seaweed
so,
can give us all the nutrients we need and it doesn't come with calories. It keeps the body clean. It keeps the body functioning. And when you get a full diet of seaweeds, and when I say a diet, I'm talking, we already know this with vegetables, your reds, your browns, and your greens. And then when you add the one thing that our wonderful gurus and rishis and saints forgot to tell us about meditating and about fasting was the salt. We've been conditioned through the press and through media and through research to stay away from salt. And yes, we should stay away from the salt that's in the grocery stores, but we should not stay away from sea salt. Seaweed and sea salt are why our oceans are not a cesspool. They're getting there, but not yet. The combination of seaweed and sea salt keeps our pH balance, keeps us in an alkaline state, and there are no alkaline diseases.
What it sounds like it could be the answer to so many things that are going on in the health field. I wanted to ask you, you mentioned calorie restriction mimicking. Could you tell us exactly what that is?
Yes. As I come from a fitness, I always refer back to that. So let's break down, what is exercise? So exercise is activity mimicking. We live a sedentary life and we don't get activity all through the day. So we try to throw a whole day's worth of activity in this 1 hour, hour and a half we call exercise. Okay? So that's what exercise is. So now let's think of diet. We have been conditioned to throw this food in our mouth 3 times a day and we call that nutrition. The word mimicking and calorie restriction mimicking considered identical to exercise. When you start to exercise, you don't really change anything. You just start walking. And then you start walking, and then after about a week, you just start feeling better. And then you add more activity. So calorie restriction mimicking is getting your nutrients via non-food, non-traditional food ways. So calorie restriction mimicking is broke down into 3 categories. Minimal is a 25% reduction. Middle ground is a 40%. And high is a 60%. And the idea is to maintain the nutrient levels in the body throughout the day, and you eat your food a different way. And you're more, how can I, you are more aware of what you eat. Every drug company, Every drug company right now is attempting to bring a drug to market for this therapy. The only one that's available right now is Restivol, but it's not working because it causes muscle wasting. So to back up, me and my husband have lived this lifestyle for nearly 2 years. We rarely eat more than one meal a day. We primarily live on spirulina and chlorella tablets, and we take bamboo salts throughout the day. I consider the spirulina and chlorella tablets my nutrition, my food substitutes, and the salts basically my snacks. And the number one benefit, just like exercise, the number one benefit, you get healthier. The number one benefit of this therapy, it's all brain function. It has everything to do with cognition, focus, memory. The lack of all of those things that we know naturally comes with growing old, like senility and dementia and Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. Calorie restriction mimicking is the cure to getting old.
What was the other ingredient you said that? Spirulina, and what was the other one?
Chlorella.
Chlorella, okay.
Yeah, they're both freshwater algae.
Uh-huh. This is so interesting.
Is that a product that you sell in your store?
Yes, it is.
Oh, great.
So people can learn more about that by checking out your website or stopping into your store in Santa Barbara, is that right?
Yes, and I also have a chapter in the book about it.
Hmm.
Great.
You know, I'm going to get political for just a second here. You know, we're calorie restriction mimicking. My brand is the first natural solution to calorie restriction mimicking. You can look online and there's a calorie restriction mimicking society where they tell you how to live this lifestyle and everything. There's a huge crisis that no one's talking about. Just this season, $13.9 billion worth of crops, million dollars worth of crops rotted in California fields. We don't have enough people to pick our food.
Right.
And this is going to cause a huge crisis next spring. Because right now, we're eating last year's crops. So everybody is oblivious. I truly believe, as a semi-clairvoyant, I truly believe that we have a major crisis. And it's going to, you know, we had our car crisis, our housing crisis. Well, the food crisis is coming. And we're at a stage where we have to turn to the sea. And we're going to have to eat like the fish. We can't eat fish anymore. We have to eat like the fish. Fish don't make omegas. They eat them. That's why it's in their muscles. If we would eat like the fish, it'd be so much kinder to the planet. And we could all live in one place. We could all live here. If we rely on land-based foods, there's not going to be enough room for food and people.
Now, eat like fish. I really like that. I think that's a really good way to look at it. I'm wondering about people that are interested in this way of life, way of eating, is there something that you cover on willpower? Because I know people when they start doing
diets. No, it's not even a matter of that. It's not even a matter of that. It's identical to exercise. It's very interesting. You don't change your diet. You just add these elements into your diet, and slowly the appetite disappears. That's why the word mimicking is in there. There is no willpower necessary. And when you get to a point, you know, we finally understand about energy. We know when our energy drops, and we know we need to get up and get active. Calorie restriction mimicking, engaging in this lifestyle, makes you aware of the nutrient levels in your body. You become aware of the tastes in your mouth. You become aware of certain things. And you eat accordingly. We become more in tune. When you stop bombarding your body daily, hourly, even three times a day with food, your mind gets to work. Your intuitive senses that are suppressed from all of these things, all of the chemicals in the food, all of the things that are hurting our population, when you don't take those anymore, all of a sudden, you work better, every part of you.
One of the things that I think is really interesting about what you're talking about right now, Antoinette, is the basic science of truth, that when we eat, our blood flow moves to our stomach to be able to process the food in our stomach.
Absolutely.
And the digestive process. And so once we're not eating three meals plus two snacks, three snacks every day, we're not just constantly putting food in our mouth.
Right.
Our minds become more clear because the blood flow can move more throughout the body. It's pretty fascinating.
Well, here's a point to ponder. If we work out the body.
A point to ponder.
Yay!
We're talking about the brain, so think about this. If we know that if we affect our internal organs, if we work out our body, what happens when we take care of our face? What internal organs are there?
Oh, you mean all of the pressure points?
Is face care truly brain care?
What was that?
Is face care brain care? Does this go a lot deeper than... Right? If you're engaging blood flow in your face, the one organ that's going to be the most benefit is the brain. Common sense would say so.
One of the things that I think is really interesting is the the work which you do with the acupuncture points on the face, the reflexology of all
yes.
the points on a person's face that actually connect with energetically through the meridian system with the different organs in our body. And kind of like you have those in your hands and your feet, you also have those in your face. And I can let everybody know that Antoinette has some really interesting information that she shares about that, that just in the massaging of the products and the working the products on your face can literally increase the health of our organs just by that meridian system energy flow. So it's... Yeah, chi is a beautiful thing, baby. Chi is a beautiful thing.
It is a thing.
So this calorie mimicking and the weight maintenance and just the overall health of that is what you're referring to. There is literally the consumption of spirulina and how do you pronounce it? Chlorella?
Chlorella?
Chlorella.
Chlorella, yeah. Oh, you got me.
Yeah, and sea salt. And so that's all, those are all things that they can find over on your website, too. That's amaseabeauty.com, by the way, everybody. AmaseaBeauty.com. And there's a link for that site right on the screen where you're listening into the show. Also, so you head over there, and you know you can pick up a copy of her book. You can take a look at the products in her store. You can go take a look at the seaweed farm. Really learn all kinds of stuff about what we're talking about today, which is so much fun. Let's talk about the farm for a few minutes because I think that's so fascinating. The source of your seaweed and the fact that you're literally your own alchemist. This is not products you're buying and white labeling from some, you know, company in New York. You're literally harvesting your own marine products and literally have developed and created your own products using these various types of brown, red, and green seaweed and... tell us a little bit about your farm, if you would.
Yes, ma'am. We have the only, it's 25 acres, it's a sea lease in the actual ocean, and we lease from the government. It's been a bit of a battle for us. We took over a transfer of a lease, because as of right now, sea leases are not available. So the lease that we have was the very first sea lease ever issued in the United States in 1980, and it was originally 1,000 acres. And the purpose of the farm was for the man who received the lease. He was a Chinese immigrant, and he went through Asia, pulled out all the ancient farming methods, and he tested on that farm to see what viable choices were for the United States. He passed away in 1994, and the farm fell in disarray. And quite a few years ago, Dow was on the farm, and they were attempting to take it over to use it for biofuel, and California Coastal Commission was too difficult to work with, so they went to Chile. So the last man who had the farm, when he passed away, we were already discussing with him, and luckily when he passed away, we were there to take it over. Otherwise, the farm would have gone back to the government. So as of right now, we are still working. The farm lease transfer was just executed in May, so we are actually truly the farm owners at this point. But we still need to go to the Coastal Commission. And yeah, thank you. It was a big win. So as of right now, what we truly are is we're just water protectors. We're protecting that piece of water so that it doesn't go back to the government. You know, we're the ones up in Sacramento fighting for all of the rest of the Californian aquaculture people who want to do something like what we're doing. So we're kind of their guinea pigs. So as of right now, while we're going through all of the red tape and the headaches that come with that, we do all of our harvesting by hand. and we know how to collect. We understand the seasons, and you know, seaweed is a summer crop, so we understand the seasons and where things grow, and we get what we can off of our farm, but we don't actually farm anything yet. And when we do farm, we are restorative ocean farmers. We are not farming for the sake of harvesting kelp. We farm for the sake of restoring the kelp beds.
Nice.
The issue that we have going on in our...
If you could, you know, a lot, there's, you hear a lot of people talk about a concern about Fukushima radiation and that you can't, you know, that it's just really destroying the Pacific Ocean. And you and I were having an interesting conversation about how seaweed literally is the thing that creates the safety element of our seas and literally protects us from that kind of radiation. Can you expound on that a little bit?
Absolutely. And I'll start by saying I am not a scientist. I'm not an expert. I've done lots and lots of research, and I'm a gardener. And as it is on land, it is in sea. You know, seaweed, you know, we as people, we eat food and we make trash. Seaweed eats trash and makes food. It gobbles up all that stuff and then burps out oxygen. And of course we would never pick seaweed, would never process seaweed that's around Japan. But is that seaweed mopping it up? Absolutely. If there's seaweed there. We hope that they have seaweed farms all around, but there's not enough information for us to know. This last month, tons of water from the plant was dumped into the ocean, and it concerned us all. And I won't for a moment say that that's not a concern. It is. It's not good. But the way back is seaweed. Everything that we have going on in our oceans right now, the acidification, the domoic acid, the algae blooms, the algae outbreaks, that's all because we had a fire in our ocean. And just imagine this big fire we had in California. All the trees are gone. If we don't get in there and hurry up and plant trees, our soil is going to be in trouble. And that's what happened. We had that El Nino, and the sea temperature rose just enough to affect that crop, and it killed it. So we literally had a fire in the ocean. So the way back is we have an imbalance between salt and vegetation in the ocean. And we just need more seaweed farms. And there's a really great book right now that can really help educate a lot, and it's seasteading. And they talk about seaweed farming. You know, we're on the verge of a civilization. You know, if we're not careful, the waters rise. We're going to have to go to the waters. We have to get over our fears because that's the only place to go. And as far as seasteading, the center of that whole entire model is algae farming, because it cleans up toxins, it produces fuel, it produces food, it produces fertilizer, it produces everything we need. It's all there.
Well,
we just have to be very, very careful.
When you talk about applying these marine-based products to our body, creating detoxification, that it would also do the same in its own natural environment.
Absolutely. It's, you know, it's really funny when you look across the horizon as far as where seaweed is right now. You know, there's a great company in Norway, they're Seacell, and they have the world patent on seaweed clothing, and they call it medicinal clothing. It's antibacterial, antifungal. You can't even sweat in this stuff, you know. It's everywhere. It's a great biomass, and it requires zero inputs. It doesn't have to be fertilized. It doesn't have to have water. It just needs healthy environment.
So is that what you're talking about when? Oh, go ahead, Beth.
Make a comment about how conscientious you are in your farming to make sure that you are doing something good for the planet as well as doing something good for humanity. And that's, I think, when you do both of those things together, it's just a win-win situation.
Brands, we're at a point in time where brands have to do that. We're moving out, you know, we're used to our green economy. You know, everything was green, 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 eco,
right.
Eco.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're moving into a blue economy. And I love how Joe Quirk talks about it in his book. He says, you know, the green economy, we protected. We protected our forest and we protected this. But now the blue economy, every single brand that comes out, we can't just protect. We have to restore now because we're beyond repair. You know, we have to just restore. We can't protect anymore. And the brands that are coming up have to be conscious. And that's what a blue-green economy is all about. It's when brands intentionally create products and use their systems and their processes to mitigate harm with intent. And, you know, consumers, we need to realize that we have to start consuming well, because on our horizon is a lifestyle of doing without if we don't. And we're used to having everything. Doing without is not even in our mindset. And, you know, we have an opportunity now to make really good choices with our dollars and put brands, you know, use them as votes, put brands out of business that aren't here to do good.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And, you know, in this day and age of e-commerce, what inspired you to open a storefront in Santa Barbara, where I'm sure there's a lot of consumer choices there?
Oh boy, it was a hard choice. I'm only in a pop-up. I'm only in until March, which that made it a lot easier. And I took over a sublease, so my rent was a little more affordable. But I felt by being on State Street in Santa Barbara, you know, we're one of the top five destination locations in the world. And you
right.
can walk down Santa Barbara Street and hear every single language possible. And I felt by being here, my products would travel all over the world. And because Philosophy, I'm kind of leading this whole movement, it has to have an educational element. There's no way around it. So I had to have a place while I was still developing my systems, while I was getting ready to write my second book, where I needed to be face-to-face with my clientele who are using my products.
Mm-hmm.
So that I could basically get all my ducks in a row and then really get ready to go. So I just felt like it was just a necessary step to making AMA a global product.
Yeah, and also with your teaching of you can help them make conscious choices, things that are
right.
are good purchases for the environment
yeah.
and good ways of life. Well, I hope
and it gave
that...
me an opportunity. In my store, I have a zero waste. All my products are zero waste. There's nothing to throw away when they go home. It gave me an opportunity to practice and to really figure out if people do want refills. Are people willing to refill their products instead of buying them again?
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, it's
right.
giving me an opportunity to test a few business models while I'm building the business as a whole.
Well, and really, you know, I want to mention to everybody while we're talking about that if anybody out who's listening right now, or if you know anybody, share the link to this to the show. If anybody owns a spa or a yoga place or you know any place that might benefit from using these amazing AMA Sea Beauty marine based products. At your spa or with your clients or in any other way, don't hesitate for a minute to contact Antoinette at amaseabeauty.com/contact. There is a on her website, www.amaseabeauty.com, amaseabeauty.com/contact. There's a, or you can just go to amaseabeauty.com, and in the bottom right of the homepage, there's this contact button. Drop her a line, ask her about her products, see what's going on, and again, from there you can, you know, see what opportunities you might have to be able to share these products within your own business and things as well. as purchasing them for yourself. They would make great gifts, oh my gosh, to open up some of this Amasi Beauty product on Christmas. I got to tell you, it would just be a dream come true for a woman. It's so amazing. I just can't say
yours is still
about
the funniest. I love it when you said you felt like you won the beauty lottery. That was good.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing. One of the things that we're just totally running out of time because time just moves so fast and this has been fun. But the seaweed, one of the things with the bath is she literally has this bag of seaweed that you put over the bathtub, the water faucet in the bathtub, and you run your bath water through this is it linen bag?
Yeah, little cotton bags, uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, of seaweed, and it makes the water this amazing, silky, oh my gosh, it's just so much fun and so wild, and you can use the seaweed itself as your washcloth, and it's life-changing, guys. So, Antoinette, this has been so much fun. If you had any final thoughts that you wanted to share with our audience today, just something to leave people with, what would you say?
I'd really recommend the book. The book talks about calorie restriction mimicking. I give, I talk in there about a safe diet to follow, you know, like drinking miso soup and how you can add seaweed into your diet and just totally change your life. So yeah, that is the main thing.
Well, that is so great, Antoinette. I want to just thank you for this hour of such informative information. It's been so exciting and fun, and thank you for restoring and encouraging the blue-green economy.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. It was wonderful. It's a lot of fun. Thanks, ladies.
Yeah, and again, everybody, that's www.amasibeauty.com. We're here with our guest, Antoinette Marquez, certified thalassotherapist and the author of Thalassotherapy, The Longevity Revolution. Go check out a copy of that book. Check out her products on her website, you'll be glad that you did. I promise you that. So, hey, you know, and again, thank you. Thank you again, Antoinette, for coming on the show. This has been really fun. And to our audience, of course, thank you. Every week we are just so grateful that you listen in and tune in to what we're talking about. And we hope that you tune in again next week to Echoes of the Soul Radio, brought to you by Matrix Productions. And until next week, peace.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Echoes of the Universe. Join us again for conversations that inspire you to realize your endless possibilities. Same time, same station, same universe.